One of the state's biggest environmental organizations is finishing the fundraising for a 1,300-acre conservation deal in North Conway. Once it's finished, the land will be added to the 4,000 existing acres of the Nature Conservancy's Green Hills Preserve, where it will provide recreation for people and habitat for plants and animals. But before the Conservancy closes the deal, it wants to know what it's getting. And NHPR's Sam Evans-Brown reports to figure that out, it assembled plant and wildlife experts from all over the state for a sort of naturalist marathon.
It's called a BioBlitz. For biologist Rick Vanderpol, the BioBlitz actually started the night before.
Sorry, but you gotta see some of these things, man. Okay. This is just, look at these guys.
Vanderpol, who has an encyclopedia of Latin names in his brain, was out into the wee hours of the morning catching moths in blacklight bucket traps.
We had them literally swarming our clothing and landing on our face and jumping inside shirt pockets, and yeah.
Vanderpol has 710 New Hampshire moth species mounted and identified at home, but even he can't name all the species he's netted.
They all have a story to tell, and if you had a couple of days, we could go through all 200 species that we probably collected and tell stories.
For the BioBlitz, the Nature Conservancy has assembled more than a dozen teams of naturalists, all volunteers, who for one day will catalog as much as they can about what lives on this land.
But yeah, if you're ready, go for it. Go blitzing!
There's a team that started at daybreak that found 70-something species of birds on the property, warblers and vireos and thrushes. There's a team that went out early to do fish counts by electrifying the water, temporarily paralyzing brook trout so they could be counted.
Yeah, none of that family is.
But the lion's share of the work is identifying plants and individual micro-ecosystems. Much of the work is done on iPads, with photos and observations loaded into the cloud using an app called iNaturalist. Some of the sites are pretty deep in the woods, and to maximize productivity, the BioBlitzers dash up the ridge in an ATV.
All right, good. Check you out.
This team is checking a spot that infrared satellite images identified as maybe having a rare type of forest.
We walk from here.
Tom Lee, a UNH conservation biology professor, goes through a long dichotomous key with Mollen Clyde with the UNH Cooperative Extension, trying to ID the forest.
And 39A, community dominated by hemlock or hemlock and white pine, hardwood species absent from the canopy or in very low abundance. We have hardwoods here. We've got good maple representation.
In the end, the spot doesn't fall into one of the tidy natural communities defined in the big book of forest archetypes. They decide it's basically one of the state's most common forest types, called HBOP, hemlock, beech, oak, and pine. But something's not quite right.
There's a little bit of sugar maple here, mainly red maple. There's a little bit of beech, not a lot, and no yellow birch. So there's kind of some unhappiness in the lack of some of these species.
So how many natural communities did you guys say that they were defined in the book?
About 230. Maybe there should be 231.
At the same time, there are teams gathering information on signs of mammals, reptiles and amphibians, wetland habitats, and little spots that gather water in the spring called vernal pools.
Oh!
That's a deep one.
The whole idea is to get together enough information to have a game plan for maximizing the amount of habitat in the preserve. Once the Nature Conservancy starts to manage this land, it doesn't want to do something silly like put a mountain bike trail right through some rare patch of plants just because no one knew it was there.
Back sedge, I'm on a roll. It's my third population in 2 weeks.
After staying up all night, Rick Vanderpol is out IDing plants on the side of Middle Mountain. He's found a grass called back sedge, or Rocky Mountain sedge, that's only known to be in about a dozen spots in New Hampshire.
Back sedge.
Everything these two dozen or so experts found will need to be tabulated for weeks, and the Nature Conservancy still has a few $100,000 left to raise toward the $1.4 million it needs to buy the land. In the meantime, naturalists all over New Hampshire will be trying to catch up on their sleep. For NHPR News, I'm Sam Evans-Brown.